Why is privacy so important?
I think privacy is something that underpins a lot of other human rights. So your whole sort of economic determination concept, employability, participating in housing, in the housing market, rental market, participating in financially, your employment, your criminal history, all those things have in it some sort of concepts of privacy. And it's important, I think, for us as individuals to have some space to ourselves and to have, whilst we're social human beings, that we take some control over that interaction and have a right to be left alone at times if we choose.
Do you think as a society we talk about privacy enough?
I think this week gives us an opportunity to do that. I don't think we do. I think particularly people tend to overshare or not think and click. And in this information age that we're in, people can jump in and share and overshare without thinking of the repercussions. Particularly I've seen that with young people participating on social media where they don't sort of realize that photo or that comment might be picked up by some future employer or it might get adversely reported on at some point. So the week's theme is pause for privacy, and we're urging people to actually take a minute, before they share and to think about the consequences of sharing, and particularly if they're government people, share responsibly, because the public put special trust, I think, in government agencies that they deal with, to share their information.
So, like you mentioned, this week is Privacy Awareness Week. What is taking place for this week?
Well, we had the big launch yesterday with the Attorney General launching it, and a keynote speaker from the UK, actually, who's former Deputy Canadian Privacy Commissioner, Elizabeth Denham. And so she spoke key themes, particularly Europe and UK is going through some reforms in the privacy arena, and generally the Europeans have been more fiercely protective of the privacy right, with some notable history probably leading to that and being responsible. But I think those ripples will ripple throughout the world and their reform. So it was great to have her. And then we also had the Productivity Commission speak. They've got a recent report on data and data sharing and availability in government. So that was quite timely. And I think government has tended to be quite conservative in using data that it uses to deliver services. And, sometimes people would expect that we'd be more joined up in government, particularly tiers of government. And then finally, we had some examples from the health sector of amazing things that technology is allowing in medicine, to personalize medicine and to deliver remote health services. So it was a great example of using data and connectivity to deliver innovative services. And private sector has been doing that, quite well in some areas and changing business models. We've seen, the Uber and sort of Lyft ride-sharing transformation of taxi industry. So we're looking at ways government services can be delivered more innovatively and efficiently, particularly this week as well. The IAPPANZ, which is the International Association of Privacy Practitioners, Australia, New Zealand, is holding a key event tomorrow morning, actually, sponsored by Cause Chambers, the law firm, and we'll be hearing about ID Care, a company that specializes in recovering where people's identities have been stolen, how they can help recover their sort of lives back after the worst sort of attacks in terms of losing credentials, and how people can be adversely affected. We've done earlier a community legal service conference. I actually did a conference speech last week. We've got events next week as well in departments, Queensland Health particularly, and the Education Department and Transport and Main Roads. They all have big interactions with the public, and we've had events within government to raise awareness within government employees about the responsible handling of personal information. So there's quite a number of things. The Federal Commission has actually launched their event, and so we're running this at the same time as the Federal Commissioner, and he regulates some of the private sector as well as Australian government agencies. They've just launched a, Australian Community Attitudes to Privacy survey, which is, I think, going to be very useful and very informative in the privacy arena about what people expect this day and age. Interestingly enough, he's found that something like almost 70% people are more concerned about online privacy than they were 5 years ago. So that's interesting, because there are some who've said, oh, privacy's dead. I think some certain social media guru said, privacy's dead, get over it. But I don't think that that's true in any respect.
So people still have a reasonable expectation of privacy.
Yeah, and certainly they're protected. You know, in the Queensland jurisdiction, we have the Information Privacy Act, and there's a level of protection about what government agencies, and, you know, your listeners, if they're in university, I regulate the Queensland universities, the education system, the health system, and, you know, Queensland government and local government. So a lot of people are affected by decisions that are made by those entities and the information that they hold. And I think people expect government will use their data and information in a privacy respectful way, particularly. I think they may make choices, you know, in their dealings with social media, for example, where they're less concerned about privacy, but I'm hoping to raise some awareness to make sure people do think before they click. And, you know, I think they tend to punish companies that don't respect privacy and possibly not use the services or download the apps. And I do believe a lot of people are conscious, you know, when they're using apps to set privacy settings and to actually tailor them to what they expect.
Why does the government think that this is an important conversation to have?
Well, we do it for a few reasons. One is to actually help educate our public sector and the people that are holding it, to make sure we're diligent, particularly with data protection and data security these days. There are increased risks. You know, we just saw worldwide that ransomware attack where, you know, businesses were being held to ransom for Bitcoin when their ICT systems encrypted and locked down so they can't use them. And we need to protect the government from those sorts of attacks and make sure our government employees are aware of the vectors, if you like, or the means through which hackers might attack our systems. We also want to help them make, you know, decisions about what's appropriate to share so that we can do better service delivery. And then we also want to raise awareness in the public. So public can ask their organizations why they need, you know, to collect information and how it'll be used and make sure that they're treating it appropriately. They'll read, you know, the privacy statements and policies of companies and of government. They'll look at the privacy settings on their devices and things like that, and they'll adjust them to what they expect. And they'll, you know, do things like checking website security before they give personal information to a website, make sure it's got a little lock signal up in the browser, and things that are practical steps that they can do to protect themselves. And that's part of my role as a Queensland Privacy Commissioner, is to try and, you know, educate the community about things they can do and to take some responsibility. Last year's theme was privacy in your hands, and it goes to show, you know, we carry our lives around in our hands in our personal devices, but we can really adversely affect our whole lives if we make the wrong choices.
Commissioner, that's all the questions I have for you today. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about privacy or Privacy Week that's happening?
Yeah, what I'd like to do is raise awareness. We have some fantastic resources, both state and federally, on our Office of Information Commission website, oic.qld.gov.au, or the federal one as well. And it's worth having a look at that Australian Community Attitudes to Privacy survey as well. If you can catch a private or a public sector event, we also got our live broadcast from yesterday with the speakers will be put up on our website in a recording and accessible. So there's some great resources to help get people privacy aware and to not just think about it this week, but all the year wide, because those sorts of data security breaches and potential for being hacked will continue day and night, and they're only going to get worse, I believe.